brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in half an hour, I'll walk through a mass mind control program that we can clearly identify and demonstrate, and a doorway into this larger system is the fact that part of downtown Austin was shut down today, and is still shut down last time I checked, because of a bunch of dead pigeons. And whereas people will just poison pigeons in the past, and that was the end of it, now it causes hysteria because every cop is a wannabe Jack Bauer. And since terrorism doesn't exist in the real world outside of government ops, and that is a blue moon, just any excuse to run around in hysteria and fear, cops flopping around sick, collapsing, having to go to the hospital, psychosomatic. They're mental patients, folks, and that's because they buy in. And we had two separate psyops that they admitted were psyops in 2000 here in Austin. So I'll tell you about those. And you know what, Mike Hansen, I know you're busy, but you've got the master 3/4-inch old tapes. You're coming to the TV show tonight. I want you to do whatever you have to. I want you... This is how I communicate with people now, is over the radio. I want you to go into your storage area, and I want you, I've asked this before, I want you to dig out the TV show we did when they did the two fake attacks. The fake nuclear spill, which we have on video, we did a report on, and the fake bio attack downtown. And they also had the fake attack at the DPS. And then I bluffed him into admitting it was fake on the news. The local news was involved in it, of course. I forgot there were three of them. See, that's another problem. I'm sitting here thinking about 30 minutes from now, wanting to cogently go over all the evidence of this, and I can't. I mean, there's too much. And it's terrorism. I'm just totally disgusted. And then I'm frustrated. I printed an article here. There were like 10 different articles or more in Texas about the military being involved, this anti-terror squad, same guys we've seen running checkpoints long before 9/11 that tell us to turn our cameras off. And their group was listed there, and when it didn't print, see, I print everything. Because I can't just sit here on the internet and skip around on a web page because I never could find it all. I printed to have a hard copy of it, and that didn't print. But it listed that group running around. It's just a total joke. That's why they have drills, to then create the fear and create the perception that it's real and that it's a real threat. So they can then make changes in our liberties and freedoms. It's just, it is a matrix, folks. We live in a matrix. And every time they announced a nuclear spill, or every time they announced that they'd stopped an Arab downtown, turned out it was fake, it was a drill, cops all over started collapsing. I mean, give me a break. Psychosomatic, folks. Psychosomatic, and every one of them watches 24. Every one of them watches these anti-terror shows. And that's a mass psychosis. And God help us. God help us. Dead pigeons, so police are collapsing. Oh, don't worry, though. A time's coming when you're loving federal masters are going to release something. Hell, they already launched an anthrax attack on us back in 2001. That's just a dry run.
Now, you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we've had the military and the police running around in downtown Austin because of some dead pigeons. Part of New York shut down because of a gas smell. They think Al-Qaeda may be attacking. I mean, this is the type of just hysteria what they've turned us into. I'm going to get into it later. Also, Israel openly saying they may nuke Iran. We'll break that down. Right now, let's go to your calls. Brian in California, you're on the air. Welcome.
How you doing, Alex?
Hey, what's going on?
I just want to wish you a Happy New Year right off the bat. Happy New Year. Seeing Destroyed by Design is probably one of your most powerful movies personally for me because my family actually owns a piece of land on near one of these UN-controlled areas. Talked to a friend of mine over the weekend. This person's actually in the military, in the Navy. They were telling me that this person is stationed in the South Pacific and that they were actually getting ready to deploy towards South Korea. We were going to head towards North Korea and an attack on North Korea while we were attacking Iran at the same time.
Go ahead. Anything else?
That's it. I was just wondering if you knew any information on that.
Well, troops get rumors all the time. It doesn't necessarily mean it's true.
Okay.
But we know that they are certainly discussing a strike on Iran's facilities and that more than 20 bunker-busting mini-nukes or low-yield weapons have been delivered to Israel in the last 2 years. And we know that There have been open discussions of striking North Korea's facilities, and North Korea over the weekend has started rumblings and saber-rattling again that they may test another atomic device. So who knows what's going to happen? I just know in the case of Iran, they're not anywhere close to an A-bomb, much less a delivery system. And in the case of North Korea, they certainly got A-bombs and delivery systems, and our government helped give it all to them. So it's like the imitation that Bill Hicks did of a Western, but they do this over and over again in the Westerns where the 14-year-old kid comes into town to the general store to, he's, gee, mister, I'm just here to get some rock candy and some giggum for my ma, and I'm here to get some rope and stuff. I don't want no trouble. And the evil hired gunslinger hired by the railroad to run them off their land throws a gun down in front of them and goes, pick up the gun. And he says, gee, mister, I really don't want to. I just want to get my rock candy and go on home. Pick up the gun. And then he says, no, mister, no. And he says, I said, pick it up. So the teenager goes to pick it up, and he, pew, pew, pew. You saw him. He had a gun. And it's just a sick joke. But who knows what's going to happen. Brian, I want you to have a great new year, too, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Good to hear from you. John in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I called you yesterday about the Secretary of the Federal Reserve being arrested in Germany. I may have given you the wrong website. That's www.worldreports.org. If you go to the archives, you can pick up that article.
Oh, tell me the name of the supposed person that got arrested.
Well, it's the Secretary of the Treasury, Paulson, and he was arrested and released. It's about Wanta, Leo Wanta.
Oh, I don't believe any of that. I don't buy any of that. Absolutely zero.
Well, it's all over the website.
Oh, believe me, I know. Now I know what you're. That's what I thought. That's where I thought you were going. Listen, man. And it's not bad of you to ask, but it sounds like you may just want to believe what they're saying, so just go ahead and believe them.
Well,
don't let me get in the way of your happiness and success.
Could you please check the website out?
I know all about it. I know all about it. I've been hearing about it for 3 years.
Well, this is all new. It just happened.
No.
In the world record.
Listen, we heard, and I appreciate your call. Nobody wants to write an article about the $3.9 trillion missing from the Pentagon. Nobody. Maybe we should write another one. The AP wrote a few, but, I mean, none of the alternative media. I mean, you've got trillions missing, admittedly, and congressional hearings about it, and the average American's never heard of it. You got comprehensive annual financial reports. Trillions and trillions of dollars with the thousands of water districts and the thousands of school districts and the states and the feds and all the agencies. It's a joke. Money you hear about that's on the budget is the pension funds and the expenditures and the payrolls and what the government's got to do and debts. The comprehensive annual financial reports is the real set of books. And on average, a governmental body has more than double the assets off books than the public even is aware of. An example is they'll always tell you there's no money for ambulances, no money to give the cops raises, no money for school teachers. We may have to shut down and only have 4 days of school this year. And everybody buys it like suckers. And they go and they pass a bond package. Then not one red cent of that bond package is spent to actually pay for the school. All of it is immediately invested. And how this works is city managers go to mafia guilds at a few key universities, and they're sent there, and it's their job to be a city manager in a small city. Then they go into private business as their payoff with the companies they made investments with. 10 years later, they go back to into a bigger city, then go back out and make even more money, and that's the payoff. It's just an absolute total scam. So we've got all these real examples. All these real examples of government corruption and double sets of books and all this money that is been stolen, and it's all publicly available in your face. Just like all the admissions of concentration camps. Official civilian inmate labor program, declassified in 96. Army.mil. No one wants to go there and actually read it. No, we'll talk about my cousin's brother knew a kid who saw shackles in a train. Okay. And it is the same thing. I mean, I have nothing to say about the people that put out reports that, you know, it's always the same. The French Secret Service had a shootout in the subway of Chicago and stopped the Catholic Zionist from blowing up the Sears Tower. Or a nuke was going to go off in Houston, but there was a military revolt and they stopped it. On and 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 on. And it's always the same three or four sources. It's always the same three or four groups, the same three or four people. And it's just unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable. But, I mean, the world is a dirty business. The things that happen in the world. Let me explain something. Just because the mainstream media lies, and just because the government's corrupt and bad, that doesn't then mean automatically everything on the alternative is true. No, the alternative media, in many ways, in many respects, is more closely resembles the mainstream media. And it's the same thing. A lot of it's egos, a lot of it's craziness. Also, some people go out and they put out a ridiculous baloney story, and they get attention at first. They think, oh, man, this is great. I'll just make more stuff up. And they do it over and over and over again, and then finally they have absolutely no credibility, and nobody visits their websites, and nobody respects them or supports them, and they have no effect. And, I don't know what you want me to say here. But I am not in a good mood today, as you can probably tell. And I'm apt to just strike out at, because there's a lot of times I bite my tongue, folks. I mean, I'd love to talk about some of the jokers we got here locally in Austin, Texas. But overall, it's not healthy to do, so I don't do it. I don't do it. But if they can just give me an excuse, I will. I mean, I'm so close, because it's just incredible. It's absolutely incredible. And you know, the thing is, people don't respect me. They think I just fell off a turnip truck or something. You know, I get up here and I talk about real issues, real things that are happening, and a lot of people can't deal with it. Verifiable stuff. Certified, admitted, in the open. That's really what I do. I mean, I collect information. I collect what's admitted. I take things that are hidden in plain view and try to expand on them. That's what I do. And I got a short fuse, folks. We need to clean house. Who knows? Maybe I'll clean house today. Let me start writing some notes up of things I want to talk about.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Has anyone told you how the Patriot Acts number 1 and 2 is the groundwork to eliminate all of our freedoms guaranteed to us by the Bill of Rights? Have you been told that they infringe upon the 1st, 2nd, 4th, 5th, and 14th Amendment? This is minimum infringement. There may be more. Is your guaranteed right to freedom of speech, assembly, religion, privacy, and to own a gun important to you? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to take your order.
Ted Anderson for Midas, January 8th, 2007, gold, 608, ounce gold coins are at 628.32, 316.71 for half, 158.35 for quarter ounce. That's 628.32, 316.71, and 158.35. 1971, Nixon closes the gold window. Fiat currency, 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps 2/3 over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses 1/5 of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over 1/2 to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Faraschef's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost 1/2 of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride. Sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive.
I was a sailor. I was born upon the tide. With the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder across a river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado.
All right, let's continue with your phone calls. I'm going to get into the fake terror alerts, mass mind control. That's what's going on right now. Don in Oklahoma, thanks for holding her on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, Alex, and Happy New Year, and I hope your family had a Happy New Year and Christmas and all that, and or the best you could.
Well, I hope you're having a great New Year, but do me a big favor. Turn your computer off.
Off or down?
You really, it's hard to hear you. I'd like to be able to hear what you have to say.
Okay, let me shut her down.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Sorry.
That's very clear now. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. You say a while ago, I said many people not respect you, but you are talking about a man that does respect you 100%, because everything you have written about, you have proven, and it's a fact. Everything you say is a fact.
A lot of what I say. I'm not perfect, but
well, no,
we have a good track record's the point.
You sure do. There's one thing I was wanting to know is just where is the fighting going on down on the border in Texas? I'm sure there's ranchers that are shooting back. Surely. I'd like to be there to help, but as much as I can.
There's been all sorts of fighting. There's been a lot of people killed, a lot of people kidnapped, all sorts of murders. It's just kept real quiet. Basically, in Nuevo Laredo, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, there was massive tourist site. Now the hotels are shutting down. There's no tourism to speak of because it's so dangerous. And the State Department put out a report saying it's more dangerous than the West Bank of Israel. And just last week, they fired at National Guard and overran them. And every few months we hear about whole neighborhoods being burned down in New Mexico and Arizona by the illegals. I mean, it's war. They are waging war. And, yeah, the reports are there have been people shot and killed coming across on both sides. And it's just total bedlam, but the media keeps it real quiet.
Well, we need to go to somebody. People like me, I'm 100% American, and they're attacking the United States, and the military may not have no rounds in their weapons, but we do.
Well, here's the thing. Illegals can run around wild everywhere, but they're looking for people driving around in Broncos with rifles who are down there trying to defend America. You are basically a terrorist when you try to defend the country. They do setups where illegals attack you, and then if you do anything back, they've got the ADL there, the Southern Poverty Law Center, to take whoever's ranch you were on. I mean, it's bad. Listen, they're doing everything. I mean, it's just like they give illegals, free bank accounts, and they give them better tuition costs than American citizens, and they do all of that. They give them home loans with no IDs. Again, it's not even the illegals who are bad people. It's that the system is using them to break down the country, and I appreciate your call, sir. And look, I understand. I've been down to the border a few times. I haven't been down there in a couple years. I need to go down there, frankly, to shoot some footage for a film I'm working on right now. But at a certain point, I got to quit shooting and start editing. I just got an interview with Aaron Russo this weekend. Went out of town to get that on Friday night. Got back Saturday night. Got a great interview with him. All right, we're going to come back, and I'm going to go to Roger and Jen, if you've been holding the longest, and I'm going to get into the fake. Well, I don't know if this is a fake drill. That is a fake attack that they say is a drill. But we know some in the past were. So we'll break down this form of control.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal. The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8 inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com. Or call 850-723-8599.
Roger, Linda, Rick, many others that are holding the toll-free number to join us. Wide open phones today is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. I'll tell you what, let me just do this. Let me go over what's happening here in Austin first. Let me just give you some background. In 2000, it's about 7 o'clock at night. The phones start ringing at my house. There's been a nuclear spill in Kyle on I-35. Any Austinite who lived here in 2000, you remember it. You turn on the radio, you turn on TV, the Army's been called out, total hysteria, highly radioactive, nuke spill. We live in South Austin. My wife, then my girlfriend, is going, are we safe? What do we need to do? We're talking about getting out of the city. And I said, no. And I called Mike Hansen. He drove over to my house. He got in the car. We drove over. I-35 was shut down. We drove around it. And as we are, and it took us 2 hours. I'd say it's about 7. He gets over there about 7:30. We get about 2 hours. It was about 10 o'clock at night. By the time we got up to where the spill was, and what was it? It was Army troops and state police and local police, a big multi-jurisdictional task force conflagration. Looked like a paramilitary convention, and nothing's going on. And then all right as we get up to it, I mean hours in traffic, because they had the highway shut down. I-35 shut down for hours. And we get over there, and guess what comes over local KLBJ radio, and then it was on the local TV. Oh, it was just a drill, but the military hazardous materials teams wanted us to know what it might be like. Then about 2 months later, it's the middle of the day, and they shut down about a third of downtown Austin. Mike Hansen goes out there, and he shoots video of this high and tie guy, high and tie haircut. He's got a little bit tan skin. Mike even got video of how he had a Koran in his back window of his car. He's under an overpass downtown, and the two cops that supposedly searched his car, when one of them opened the back of the car, he got sick and had to go to the hospital. And then it came out a week later that that had been part of some drill. Then, a few weeks later, and there is actually a clip of this in 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, we get a call, everybody's getting sick at the DPS office in North Austin, the head state police office for the whole states in North Austin. And we drive over there, and I jump in front of the live news cameras and tell everybody it's totally fake and it's staged. And all they had to do in a PSYOP test was claim they'd found some powder. And then they don't need to have actors. Man, these women just started falling down on the floor, and I'm sick. And this is how weak-minded we are, folks. This is called suggestion. It's a psychological tactic, a psychological phenomenon. And let me explain something. In that case, because this is war, I called up ABC and I called up the state police and I said, I know this is fake. I know this is another drill, because they'd already admitted the last two were. But I didn't want to let them wait till midnight to announce it or a week later. You know, quietly, oh, by the way, that was a drill. I said, I know it's a drill, and I'm going to go public. And so within hours, they started announcing it was just a drill and that some people got scared and upset. I actually bluffed them into admitting it was a drill early. I mean, we're not playing games here, folks. I'm having to bluff the government into admitting things, okay? This is my life. And let me tell you, it's not fun. These people aren't playing games either. I hope you understand that. And I just thought of a bunch of other examples of where they've had these. Remember Belton, Texas? We have video of that. It's in Road to Tyranny. And the mayor just gets up and says, we've been attacked by terrorists. And outside, they blow up two cars. Now, they didn't tell anyone they were doing this drill. People in the town are running around scared. There's an HEB 300 yards away. I'm over in their parking lot later in the afternoon, and I go, what do you think happened? Oh, some kind of terrorist thing. Because the public's really stupid, folks. They just hear there's some terrorist thing. Now, at the end of the drill, he said, oh, this has been a really good drill. They got helicopters landing. They've got army out there with bomb robots. They march over and tell us, turn our cameras off. You're the ones that have videotaped us before. Yeah, when they're out there, again, they ran a checkpoint on I-35 on the day before Thanksgiving, 1998. We got this on tape. This is just the stuff we're getting, okay? This is how we knew they were going to launch real attacks. Their whole culture is going to be about this. So a lot of you have actually seen this. And Lieutenant Best of Belton walks over to Mike Hansen again and says, turn your camera off. Turn your camera off. And Mike says, no. And there's regular army running around covering up their faces. And we later interviewed the people on the bus. We found out what happened. They told them it was a real terrorist search, and they told them that they had word that there were bombs on the bus. And by the way, this was on the news that day. Might have been bombs. Turned out it was totally rigged with Greyhound, totally rigged with the company. The whole thing was a setup, and they kept those people there for 8 hours while three different teams did a drill practicing going over the vehicle. Boy, you better not pull me over for some 8-hour drill, and you lying crooks, and then sit there and tell everybody it's real. Now, see, the more I sit here talking about this, I'll start remembering more and more of the things I've witnessed, the things I've seen. And, man, I don't have to read about the hundreds of cases around the country where they've done the exact same thing or worse. I live it. I can go up to a FEMA camp for families north of me, 20 miles north of me. I can go down the street and show you microphones on the cameras put in 98. We've been here. We've been at the checkpoints. We've been here at the fake nuclear spills. Hey, man, we're living it, okay? We're living it. We're living Los Zetas terrorist gangs and Mexican troops assassinating people right here in Austin. We're living it. We're living the dream, baby. I mean, what has gotten into somebody in the Army's brain that they think they can walk up to us in downtown Belton, walk up to me, and tell me to shut my camera off? We told them, we're not shutting anything off. Well, you're the ones that filmed us before. That's right, we're the ones that filmed you before. And we'll keep filming you when you're out terrorizing people anytime we feel like it. And there's nothing you can do about it, because we don't care what you do to us. I don't care. You understand? I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of your scams. I'm tired of it. Your boss has killed 3,000 people on 9/11. I'm pretty mad about it. And I'm tired of having to watch killers on TV pose as our saviors. But I'm digressing. Remember in the late 90s, every federal building in the country, and by that's a figure of speech, I mean, it was hundreds of reports. They were always getting yellow or white powder that would say anthrax on it. And not in every case, but in quite a few, it would come out later, oh, that was a drill testing readiness. They terrorize all those weak-minded chicken brains. You ever seen a chicken when it's scared, runs around bouncing into things? Well, that's what they are, a bunch of chicken brains. Little stupid chicken brains and those. Again, they were mind controlling them. They were re-educating them for fear. Because there's no real terror threat, but you got to get them all scared to circle the wagons so they'll be more against the people. And so the feds send around all over the country this powder so the chicken brains will run around bumping into each other. So the chicken brains will live in fear. And they do the same thing here to everybody in Austin, a bunch of chicken brains. Well, they have fake nuclear spills, and hell, it scared me and my woman. Very dangerous nuclear spill. Austin may have to be evacuated. I-35 shut down. But I said, we got to go cover this because they say the Army's going to be out there, and I smell a big, fat, gigantic, stinking rat. And there was a big, fat, gigantic, stinking rat when we got to the end of it. And you know, if you or I announced there was a nuclear spill, boy, we'd be clapped in irons so fast and we'd be under the jail and we should be. That's yelling fire in a theater, baby. But they do it and it's cute. Oh, well, we want to. And they said, we want to get you ready for this type of thing and test our response. See, because they live by different rules. Then, of course, the fools, who it's their whole job. Imagine these people, these hazmat teams, sitting around, no real job, no real threat. There's never going to be a bio attack. There's never going to be anything real happen. Statistically, it's never going to happen. By never, it'll never happen in their area. It might happen once every 10 years somewhere else. But they're going to spend hundreds of billions of dollars on this. They already have. And so there's got to be at least the perception that this is going on. And so coast to coast, border to border, they have drills everywhere. I mean, they blew up some cars in Belton to terrorize the population. And that's what we went and caught on tape. Remember up in Seattle 3 years ago when they blew up a bunch of buses and trains? And I saw it on the news. It was like the surface of a war ground. It looked like Berlin being invaded by the Soviets. I mean, it's like 15 blackened buses and fire shooting out and blown up trains and troops and guys in hazmat gear and smoke billowing out of the city of Seattle. They did some big thing in Chicago, burning vehicles. If I had the money to staff the crew, we'd be at all these events showing you this. And then what do these drills do? They train you to the perception. The average person sees those burning trucks and sees that those events as real. At the subconscious level, the brain is going, man, that's scary, because it is real burning vehicles. It is real troops. It is real people in hazmat suits. And all the children nationally see that. And then the children in the town see it, but they look out their back windows at school, and they get to see the smoke rising. They get to see Army helicopters flying around, all meant to train them, you see. It's the exact same thing with terrorizing children. We need to write a story on this and integrate all this together. From coast to coast, border to border, there are federal grants where 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11-year-olds, I mean, they do it to elementary students, are sitting there, and all of a sudden the door is literally kicked open. In some cases, the cops get so out of control, they actually knock doors off hinges. This would intimidate a full-grown man. I mean, if I was sitting there, a door suddenly kicked open, I'd have an adrenaline rush. And it was a guy with black ski mask, and there might even be a little squirt involved, you know? All that is your body getting jazzed up and ready for something. Can you imagine some 7-year-old guys running in screaming with black helmets and masks, pointing guns at kids, and the kids are pooping themselves, peeing on themselves, and they drag them out to the hallways, and it goes on for 2 hours, and kids are collapsing, freaking out? I mean, that is serious, hardcore abuse. And the police chief gets up and goes, well, we got a federal grant, and I call up the principal. And he's all, yeah, I'm a former colonel. What do you got a problem with our police? This is how we get our children ready for the real world. I think it's good. I mean, these people, man, their brains, their souls, their common sense took a vacation and never came back a long time ago. Feds have drills where they throw fake blood on the kids, and I got video of this, and tell them homeschoolers are coming to kill them. That's called mind control, folks. And they do it everywhere. And so it's gotten to the point with the mind control that Austin cops see a couple dead pigeons, man. They start total fear, and cops start collapsing. And this may be stage two. They just got to just tell the media one or two cops didn't feel well. Because cops have staged this in the past here. I don't know if this one's staged. Probably isn't. Once you stage it a few times, then other people start buying into the mass hypnosis. They start buying into the suggestion. And one report says two cops, one says three, one had to be helped to an ambulance. I mean, this is ridiculous. Somebody poisoned pigeons, and now they shut down part of downtown for, I don't know, 3 a.m. to noon. How long is that? And there's all this fear. And that shows us land of the cowardly, pathetic, jump-at-their-own-shadow Americans. But hell, it's, you know, 10 years of fake anthrax letters and real anthrax letters, and which the feds did as well, and fake bio attacks and all of this stuff to continue the illusion that there's this real threat looming on the horizon any moment. To where some dead pigeons causes a whole city to be gripped in fear and people keeping their children home from school. This is a journey into slavery. Now, Paul Watson wrote a story last week about how you got a better chance of being struck by lightning than dying by terror. And that's even when you factor the 3,000 dead of a 9/11 in. You take that 3,000 out, it's numbers close to 2 lightning strikes. Being struck by lightning twice. I mean, you got 6.5 billion people, and a couple hundred a year would die of terrorism previously. They love terrorism, though, because it's an undefinable enemy that can never be defeated. So I've said my piece. They had the 6th WMD civil support team, The Texas National Guard unit, created in 1999 to respond to terrorist incidents involving weapons of mass destruction. You read the actual documents. There's a group of regular Army that assists in warrant service on a routine basis, but covertly out of military uniform. The FBI pulled up in the Temple thing with Lieutenant Best that time and thought, and the FBI agent gave an eyes-only document to Mike instead of the public one, like a moron. That's why we have it up on Infowars.com. You can go read what they're really doing if you'd like. This one's just off their website. This is linked in the Houston Chronicle article about active-duty soldiers, airmen, who maintain an alert posture 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Yeah, they're out at Bergstrom. They've got C-130 aircraft and helicopters, FBI, EPA, FEMA. They work with fire, police, EMS. Yeah, guys, what a joke. We got a sticky on the border if you wanted to do some real good.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop because I gave the kids their Sport Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing, "Are we there yet? Are we there yet?" for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down and the eyes in his head.
All right, welcome back. We're going to go to Roger and Linda and Rick and Rob and everybody here in a moment. They had some type of gas leak or some stench, which the police are now saying wasn't even a gas leak, probably some big sewer leak or something. And everybody thought it was Al-Qaeda and was running around in fear and not going to work. And the government had to say, oh, no, it's okay. It's not Al-Qaeda. See, just everything's Al-Qaeda now because Jack Bauer says so. Because every major TV show that's a drama is about, you know, how you torture people and it's good and secret police are good and there's terrorists everywhere. But in the real world, our borders are wide open and they're giving the illegals amnesty and major pizza chains in Texas are taking pesos now and Mexican troops are overrunning our troops who run in cowardly fear. This is the type of news I have in front of me. And Israel is saying, yeah, we may go ahead and nuke Iran. That's coming up in the next hour, and I want to talk about that in some detail. But I cannot stress how bad it is all over the country to have armed police running drills unannounced, terrorizing children, where they put guns to their head and have them line up. That is trauma-based mind control, period, and is outrageous. It's as outrageous or more outrageous as cameras in the bathrooms. Remember the case in Tennessee where they had them in the girls' shower and the away team came and ran out screaming and yelling? It was a big scene and the police came and the principal said, what's the big deal? Of course we have cameras in the showers. Everywhere must be surveilled for your safety. See, at that school, everybody, it was normal because they were a bunch of freaks. But normal people still freaked out and screamed. I mean, imagine you're in a public shower, let's say at the gym or back when you were in school at the field house, and you look up and there's a camera in the shower. You would, ah, there's a camera, my God, what? But no. Not in certain areas where the brainwashing has been brought forward. It's normal. It's normal to have officers come in and terrorize your child with a gun to their head. It's for their safety. Al-Qaeda, I mean, Harrison Kleinbold in 99, on April 20th, I mean, they're going to kill our children. I mean, we've got to do it. See how? Oh, but somebody might email me and say, you're making a big deal out of it. It's not that. It's a huge deal. What is wrong with you? Fake nuclear spills and fake terror attacks that they announce after the fact are drills, or they'll do it really sneaky on 60 Minutes, and I've also seen it on Nightline. At the very start, they will say, this is a dramatization, blah, 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 blah. And then they just go into a whole 30-minute, hour-long news piece. That was, Nightline really did it. It was a five-night piece where the terrorists have hit and they're destroying and the bioweapons spreading. And they would show real footage and wouldn't say it was fake until the end. And of course, it created hysteria. They want to hit you and have that psychological effect that it's real. To the point of, you're a bunch of ninnying creatures. Why do you think they have drills all over the country of Delta Force coming in and taking over city halls? They told Thomas Sanchez in Kingsville, I interviewed him, emergency management chief. They told him, this is for takeover of America. I don't need the inside documents to know that. Of course that's what it's for. It's to condition the public. And it's to train the military. This is okay. You like being conditioned for total takeover, folks? Because it's happening. They're not playing games. And you should be hopping mad.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Blackbird.